on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah. It's the danger zone, baby. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
So I had a buddy go to the IMAX the other day to go watch that new Batman movie.
Yeah.
He says, dude, the first preview in the IMAX. Plane flies by.
Never, that's all they've made was they've only made previews of that movie. They actually
haven't
made. I'm
serious. I don't know if they've made the movie.
They haven't made the actual.
Come on.
Tom Cruise is going to be like 10 years older than he is in the movie when we finally see this.
they're going to show the movie in like a, you know, like an interview, and then they're going to actually interview him. He's going to be like great, like Johnny Knoxville gray. You know,
it's been a while. Been a while, Tom Cruise. Anyway.
The Tomcat really turned you gray, huh?
I know, I haven't even thought about it because I don't want to think. It's been so long. It's been before the pandemic that this movie was supposed to come out, and then they just keep pushing it and pushing it, which I guarantee that's Tom Cruise behind. He's like, no, I don't want to release this yet. I want to release it when everyone can go back to the theaters.
Who's holding on to this gem, by the way?
I don't know.
You
Tom
know?
Cruise. Tom Cruise probably is, man. He's probably
personally
sitting,
in his own vault. You
he's
know?
Sitting at his house, sitting on a chair in front of a vault, just waiting for someone to try and break in and take it. Tom Cruise will mess you up, man. Anyway. Now, it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. That's what I'm telling myself. So when it does, if it does, I'll be pleasantly surprised. Anyway, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly, safely. They do specialize in Asian import brands, but they'll work on any make or model and, again, get you back on the road. Yeah, AIR. Well, Jonathan, I love this story. Jonathan Davis has no problem picking out the very worst song Korn has ever recorded. Davis told Metal Hammer that a collaboration they did with Fred Durst on Follow the Leader is very embarrassing all these years later. He said, quote, "All in the Family is the worst song ever."
Really?
It's horrible.
I love that song.
He went to say, "We were all drunk in the studio, and I was trying to rap. At the time, we were having a good time.
All in the Family.
But now I just cringe. I've got nothing against Fred. It just sucks. We were out of our minds drunk. It shouldn't have been on the record."
Dude, I love that song.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah. Do you like that song?
Oh, you kidding? I love that whole album. Are you kidding me?
The whole album is great.
Dude, the whole album is that is a front-to-back album. Absolutely. In my mind.
Collab with Fred Durst, especially at that time.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
Epic, dude.
The song didn't hurt Follow the Leader's sales. It's Korn's biggest-selling album with over 5 million copies sold. So even with Davis and his loathing of that song, it still did very well. Still did very well. So, and again, the only reason he said maybe they should redo it where he's not hammered drunk because they were just all wasted in the studio, and that's why he thinks it's bad. So,
I told you that. Why can't I think of his name? Jonathan Davis came to Mickey's, right?
Yeah.
Hung out for a night.
You told me like years ago, didn't he wear like a zoot suit? Like he was wearing this big
something, yeah. And the guy who went and picked him up, I knew. And he was like, he was pretty quiet the whole time. He only said like a few things, you know? I showed up, hung out for a while, collected his cash.
I interviewed Jonathan Davis a handful of years ago. He's a super nice guy, super smart. Mm-hmm. But so soft-spoken. You would never expect that guy talking to him that he would then go on stage and, you know, go,
balance it out. You know, you can't be like that all the time.
It must be, because when I interviewed him, you know, I expect him to be just crazy, but no, very soft-spoken, super smart, super nice guy. But I was like, well, this is not at all what I expected at all, man. But
there's some good videos on YouTube of him recording some of those songs in the studio and just getting so emotional in the sound box.
Yeah.
Like, in you know, making his music. He'll come out crying sometimes. Yeah. You're like, ooh.
Korn, one of my favorites, man. For sure. But well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, March 10th, 1963, J. Rick Rubin, American record producer and former co-president of Columbia Records, was born.
No.
Rick Rubin, a lot of people would recognize him if you saw him. You may not like, oh, wait, the name. Big beard, and even more importantly, the number of records he has produced. This guy is a producing whiz.
Mm-hmm.
The records he's put out, like, I was looking up, like, all right, which one should I read off that he's put out? And it's almost impossible to pick the top 10.
All of them.
Things like all of them. American 4 by Johnny Cash, the one that has Hurt on it. License to Ill by the Beastie Boys.
Wow.
Actually, now the fun fact about Rick Rubin on License to Ill, in the song No Sleep Till Brooklyn, that features Kerry King on Slayer, the guitarist for Slayer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason Kerry King from Slayer is on the song No Sleep Till Brooklyn is because Rick Rubin also produced Rain in Blood by Slayer at the same year, at the same time. They were in the studio together. He also produced Blood Sugar Sex Magic and Californication by the Chili Peppers, Wildflowers by Tom Petty, 21 by Adele, Renegades by Rage Against the Machine, Ball Breaker by AC. Like, dude, the guy has been pretty much involved in some of the biggest records ever made. Ever made.
So when you're at a party and you ask him, so what have you done in your life?
Yeah. Hey, Rick Rubin.
Sit down because you got you.
Well, let me tell you, I'm pretty sure he was on the Back in Black record, too. He was involved in that, but I'm not 100%. But either way, dude, just a laundry list from the late 70s.
Does this dude have a podcast? Because he should.
I don't know if he does.
It's like he's got some stories, man.
Just Rick Rubin record stories is all he would need to do. But anyway, so there you go. Rick, thanks for a lot of amazing records, bud. We appreciate it. That is your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.